timing, the emotions are high, obviously. You know, it's typically the NFL does a lot in and around the game. I mean, it's a, you know, with media and the entertainment and all that stuff. I mean, it's the kickoff of the season, you know, so obviously the fans and everybody are excited to start the season. You know, you as being a team in that game, you know, you feel like it's something special because, you know, you were chosen as one of the teams to open it up, or, you know, you're the defending Super Bowl champs, and so, you know, they're going to unveil the flag in your stadium, you know, saying you're the champs, and it's just, you know, it's a special feeling. So, yeah, it's a big game. I mean, every game, especially the ones that are prime time and that kind of thing are, but, you know, this one, not only is that, but it kicks off the season, and it's, you know, it's kind of honoring you as being the Super Bowl champs from the year before, and it just happens that, you know, the Packers are playing against a team that was the Super Bowl champs the year before that. So you've got the two defending Super Bowl champs playing.
You've heard about, you know, the pratfalls of defending as a champion. What were your experiences as to some of the biggest obstacles to try and get back to it?
You know, it's so much of it, I think, is just eliminating distractions. You know, all anybody wants to talk to you about is the Super Bowl hangover, you know, and it's, you know, you're already, I think, at a little bit of a disadvantage just because, you know, you've played an extra 5 weeks into the season. You know, you don't finish until mid-February. And then all of a sudden, you know, typically you're starting up again in April, and, you know, it's a pretty quick turnaround. And in that amount of time, those 2 months that really you're kind of supposed to have off, they're not really off because you're running around and, you know, you're enjoying being a Super Bowl champion. And so the season, the next season really sneaks up on you. And I think in a lot of cases you feel like, man, did I really get a chance to recharge my battery and, you know, get away and that kind of thing. And then obviously you have to answer all the questions about the hangover and, you know, you feel like you're just being scrutinized every step of the way. You know, every little mistake, or, you know, you lose a game or something like that, and people, they're just, it's like they're just waiting for something bad to happen to your team so that they can say, I told you so. So there's pressure along with that, and obviously the expectation level after winning a Super Bowl, the thought being that, hey, there's no reason why we can't go do it again, and you just have to be careful that there's not a sense of entitlement there, you know, that, hey, it almost becomes even harder the next year because everybody's gunning for you.
So do you think maybe the lockout could have helped the Packers in that regard? Just that they didn't have to deal with all that?
Maybe. Obviously, they got a lot of time off, just like everybody did, you know? So, you know, I don't know. I mean, everybody, this is the first time this has ever happened, you know? I mean, every other Super Bowl champion went from, you know, winning the Super Bowl into an off-season program. And, you know, obviously this year, being that there was a lockout, you know, the Packers weren't able to do that. So, you know, I guess only time will tell, you know, but, you know, we were all in that boat together.
I know it's probably a hard answer to, or a hard question to answer, but do you think that you guys are a little ahead, significantly ahead? I don't know, where'd you put yourselves in light of all those workouts you guys did?
Well, I like to think that helped us a lot, especially for the young players, you know, because we had every one of our draft picks there at those workouts. And so, you know, they were able to, you know, have veteran players install the offense and the defense for them and actually run plays out in a 7-on-7 type, you know, atmosphere. And, you know, we tried to simulate as best we could, you know, a normal off season, albeit it wasn't at our team facility. We had to, you know, make other arrangements on our own and do everything on our own. But the hope was that would be able to put us into a situation where we felt like we still had an off season. We felt like we were able to accomplish all that we wanted to accomplish going into training camp so that it didn't feel like we hadn't played football for 6 months. You know, it would more so feel like, you know, we're just going to training camp just like we would every year, but we're a little bit ahead of the game, and maybe that gives us an edge.
Drew, the way the season ended as abruptly as it did last year, did it have an impact on the team?
You know, obviously that was disappointing because, you know, I felt like, just like as I described before, you know, the pressures early on in the season, especially of trying to repeat and the expectations and, you know, almost feeling like people are just waiting for something bad to happen to your team. You know, we started off 4-3, and then we rattled off, you know, whatever it was, 6 wins in a row, and so we really felt like we were back on track, you know, and we were playing some of our best football teams of the season. And, you know, the funny thing was we kind of knew all along the Packers were going to roll through the playoffs. I mean, I think we all kind of felt like they were playing some of their best football at the end as well. And, you know, they had to fight tooth and nail to get into the playoffs, you know, with those last two games and, you know, against the Giants and then the Bears at home. And so for us, we kind of had it on our, you know, map that, hey, you know, we got to go to Seattle, we win. We go to Chicago, we win. We know Green Bay is going to win their games, and then we'll see them in the NFC Championship game in the Dome. So I think that's kind of the way we had it planned out in our minds. And then, you know, obviously it didn't happen like that, but the Packers upheld their end of the bargain, you know. But we didn't. So that was disappointing because I think we all felt like we had as good of an opportunity as anybody.
What kind of impact are you expecting from Mark Ingram?
You know, I think he has the ability to have a pretty significant role on our team as the season progresses. You know, he's a really talented back, and he's just got great instincts, and he's a pure, you know, runner. I mean, he just has, you watch him run and you say, man, this guy was born to be a running back. You know, everything about him, his body type and just, you know, the way he approaches the game and everything. So he's obviously, you know, a great addition to that backfield when you look at Pierre Thomas and Darren Sproles. And I mean, I think all of them has a unique role, and yet all of them have the ability to be plugged in at any moment, you know, and they can all do some pretty, pretty great things.
Drew, how far along do you feel your offense is, given, you know, the lockout and some early things?
I mean, listen, I think we still have a ways to go, you know. I mean, as far as, like, we're not there yet, you know, and you're always trying to get a little bit better. And I feel like we've had a really good plan as far as how we were going to approach this, you know, training camp, with how we were going to install, and we were really just going to take our time. You know, we weren't going to rush to get the entire offense installed by the first preseason game or even the second preseason game. You know, we slowly installed to make sure that everybody was on the same page and absorbing it, you know, in the right amount of time and before we moved on. And so, you know, I still feel like we've just kind of scratched the surface as to, you know, what the type of offense we're going to be. And, you know, I think in a lot of ways, you know, you kind of wait and see, like, okay, how is Mark Ingram going to fit into the whole plan, and Darren Sproles, and, you know, all the receivers and all these guys. I mean, you kind of wait and see, you know, how it all unfolds. But I think we all know the potential here. But, you know, the thought is we're never going to take anything for granted, and we're never just going to assume that we can walk out there with the talent that we have, and we're just going to, you know, scare people away with our talent. I mean, that's not the way it works. I mean, you got to go out and you got to make plays and you got to prove it every time out. So I like what we have. I think we have the opportunity to be great, but we still have a lot of work to do.
Do you see this as a game that could decide home field advantage in the playoffs?
You know what? That's so far down the road, you know. I mean, this is a big game for so many reasons. It's a big game because every game is a big game. But, hey, because it's the first game of the season, you want to start off well. It's on the road against the defending Super Bowl champs, you know, and a team that you know is going to be a contender in the NFC. And so it's a big game for so many reasons. But, you know, obviously down the road there's always playoff implications. But the fact of the matter is we can win this game and lose the other 15, and that doesn't do us any good, you know. So every game's that important.
Sure, quarterback to quarterback, what's the one thing that impresses you most with Aaron Rodgers?
You know, he's a gunslinger. You know, I see him make some throws that you just kind of say, wow. I think he plays with an extreme amount of confidence. You know, his ability to make plays in the pocket, outside the pocket, you know, throwing it or running it, You know, in a lot of cases, he's been the leading rusher for the team. You know, so you just see the guy do everything. And I think you see how much confidence the rest of his team has in him, you know, and that's to be admired, you know, by other quarterbacks. You know, I always look for that when I look at other quarterbacks, is how is the rest of the team treat him, you know, and you can tell those guys they play hard for him. And so obviously, you know, he's got some leadership ability, and, you know, he's proven that he can, you know, he can win games for them and win championships for them.
Drew, guys always say, this guy's a friend of mine, that guy's a friend of mine, but it's not like you see each other on a regular basis. What's your relationship or friendship like with Aaron?
You know, we trained together 2 years ago out in San Diego, and spent, you know, we spent a lot of time with each other, I guess, just while we were working out, you know, going to the field, throwing, all that stuff. And, you know, we talked a little football, we talked a little shop, and, you know, but I'd always kind of watch Aaron, and just because I felt like he was an extremely talented player, and I just kind of wanted to, you know, kind of see the way that he worked and the way that he operated. And, you know, I guess I've always been impressed with him as a player, and, you know, always watching his film just to kind of see what he's doing and what they're doing and as an offense. So, yeah, I mean, I would consider Aaron a friend. I mean, obviously we don't talk all the time, but, you know, obviously I have a lot of respect for him.
What do you recall from that 2008 game against the Packers? And probably the obvious follow-up is how is the Packers defense different since then?
Different since when?
Since that game down there a couple years ago.
Oh, in 08?
Yeah.
That 08 game? You know, I mean, I think in a lot of ways it's the same scheme, but, you know, it's some different players. You know, Tremont Williams was just the nickel at the time. You know, Al Harris was the starter, and, you know, obviously Woodson was there, but, you know, Tremont Williams, I think, has come a long way since then and kind of established himself as one of the elite corners in this league. You know, Charles Woodson, I think, is still playing at an extremely high level. And, you know, you just see how much kind of freedom he has and just how much, you know, playmaking ability. You know, Shields is a young corner who has really stepped in and done a good job. Obviously, Nick Collins is one of the elite safeties in the league. I mean, you look at their entire secondary and you're saying, okay, you know, these guys are an elite group. When you look at their ability to get pressure on the quarterback, you know, I think they were second in the league in sacks last year, but you just see them always disrupting the quarterback, you know, being in the backfield. Obviously, Clay Matthews has been a huge addition since, you know, obviously he wasn't there in 08, rookie year in 09. So, you know, you look at that, and then obviously solid linebacker play, you know. So it's really a defense that doesn't have any weaknesses, you know, and they play very aggressively and make a lot of plays, get a lot of turnovers. So, you know, very, very aggressive.
Drew, I know you mentioned all the expectations that were placed on your team last year, distractions and all that, but from a football standpoint, what are the maybe one or two reasons why you guys couldn't repeat?
I mean, like I said, I think we were playing some of our best football at the end of the year. And unfortunately, you know, we go to Seattle and get beat, you know, 41-36. So, I think we caught them on a bad day for us, good day for them. You know, I think they played one of the best games they could have played against us, and, you know, they beat us. So that's all I can say about it is, you know, you try to go out there. Yeah, there were mistakes made in that game. Ones that I think, hey, had we just been able to make one more play here, one more play there, then we'd probably win that game. But, you know, unfortunately, it happened that way, and all we can do is use it as motivation moving forward.